Hi, this is Ben with the Oakland Church of Christ in Athens, Alabama. We meet at 18111 Townsend Ford Road on the west side of Athens, and would love for you to join us at any opportunity. In our series of radio Bible studies this week, we've been examining what the Bible says about God's plan for leadership in our local churches. We saw on Monday that Christ is head over the church, and elders were appointed as leaders in every local church. On Tuesday, we saw that elders are to be shepherds or pastors in the local church. Their responsibilities are to feed us with the truth of God's word, to guard us against dangers like false teaching, to help weak Christians, and to lead us by giving us direction and making decisions for the good of the whole church. Today, we want to ask the question, who can become an elder? What qualifies someone to be a shepherd over the local church? It's a serious responsibility and requires a suitable person for the role. Thankfully, the scriptures give us a detailed description of the type of person that should fill the role of an elder in the church. We'll look over two passages that list the qualifications of elders and comment on them briefly. Starting in Titus 1:5, Paul tells Titus what to look for in someone who would be a potential elder or overseer in the local church. Paul says, "This is why I left you in Crete, so that you might put what remained into order, and appoint elders in every town as I directed you. If anyone is above reproach, the husband of one wife, and his children are believers and not open to the charge of debauchery or insubordination. For an overseer, as God's steward, must be above reproach. He must not be arrogant or quick-tempered or a drunkard or violent or greedy for gain, but hospitable, a lover of good, self-controlled, upright, holy, and disciplined. He must hold firm to the trustworthy word as taught, so that he may be able to give instruction in sound doctrine, and also to rebuke those who contradict it. For there are many who are insubordinate, empty talkers, and deceivers, especially those of the circumcision party. They must be silent, since they are upsetting whole families by teaching for shameful gain what they ought not to teach." So reading through that list of characteristics of an elder, it may seem amazing that Titus would be able to find anyone for the role of an elder. And sadly, in some churches, there are not multiple qualified individuals to fill the role. And congregations are missing out on the ideal leadership situation for a local church. And if that's the case, they should be working toward the goal of having qualified elders. But back to our passage, how does Paul describe someone who could be an elder? Someone who is above reproach, the husband of one wife. So elders are to be married men, not only married, but with believing and submissive children. He should be self-controlled, not given to anger or drunkenness or violence or greed. He must know God's word to defend it against false teaching. In a very similar passage, starting in 1 Timothy 3:1, Paul gives Timothy guidance about who can be an elder. There are just a few slight differences of wording and detail there, but the picture Paul paints here is of the same type of man. Well-respected, married with children who respect and submit to him, of good character. Paul adds that the man is to be hospitable, experienced, and respected in the community. This is the type of person who's qualified to lead a local church, alongside other qualified elders. We always see churches in the New Testament with multiple elders, not just one, in each church. We're blessed at Oakland to have numerous men serving as elders, or shepherds, or overseers, or pastors over the church. I suggest to you that if your local church is not led by men who are elders qualified to the standards described in the passages we've read, that church is not meeting God's full pattern for local church leadership. Try to help the men you have develop into future elders. Tomorrow we'll talk more about what each of us in the local church can do to support our elders. Thanks for listening and considering this important topic with us today. The Oakland Church of Christ meets at 18111 Townsend Ford Road in Athens, Alabama. We meet at 9:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. on Sundays, and at 7 p.m. on Wednesdays. Come join us sometime.
We hope you have a great day from the Oakland Church of Christ in Athens, Alabama.